He says the preceding survey of the history of apologetics illustrates the wide variety of approaches that have been developed to defend the Christian faith since its first century. So we've seen things like people responding to charges against the early Christian church with people like Justin Martyr, who didn't always have the kind of the best approach to things, but still was answering against different charges of early Christianity. Then we just had people like Augustine, who kind of took the Platonic approach and kind of looked at it from there. But also as we kind of traveled down in history, things got more systematized and more expanded out, and it was less about kind of arguing against charges against you, but also then creating positive approaches as well. Christian apologists have faced different challenges from different quarters and at different times, and they have sought to defend their faith in a variety of ways. So coming to terms with these issues and approaches is the purpose of this book. And so again, what Tony has said is they lay it out in this very well-structured format that that we really liked when we first read it through. And it's I've talked to other YouTube apologists and others, and they've also highly recommended this book as well as being a great overview for apologetics. So hopefully we've sold you on the book enough for it.
So he begins a kind of an introduction to this third chapter here by talking about the four types of apologetic systems that he's going to be covering throughout the whole this book. And he says, until the 20th century, only a few writers grappled seriously with the issues of apologetic method, right? Because of the importance of epistemology, which in philosophy is the study of the nature of knowledge and justification, that's what we mean. Justification of our truth claims and beliefs. Because of the importance of epistemology for modern doubts and denials of the Christian revelation, the most fundamental assumptions, he tells us, that distinguish the apologetic systems that have developed in modern Christian thought are epistemological. So they have to do with knowledge, right? The nature of knowledge, how it's gained, and how do we justify our truth claims, and those types of things. So that's the basis of the distinguishing between these four particular systems that they're gonna work us through.
And so they kind of apply Edwin Burt's topology of religious philosophy to apologetics in particular. He says that we may distinguish four kind of basic approaches to apologetics. And so we can kind of get in the nitty gritty and say, well, this one has more relation to this one, or this one should be expanded, or we should bring in another one. I always refer back to counterpoints of five views of apologetics, which of course has five different views. In there, one of them is the cumulative case. So I think, I don't know if the book has termed it as such, but it's kind of the leaky buckets. But if you put enough buckets with the holes in it, but you're turning the buckets, hopefully at some point you're not losing as much water. And so they kind of view this as a third category. But here we're classifying it just in four different categories, and that's the classical apologetics, the evidentialism or the empirical version of apologetics, which we'll get to it, but is different than just evidence. So evidentialism is way different than evidence. Then there's reformed apologetics, and then fideism. Each of these four approaches.
Yeah, I was just going to say that technically they do five approaches, because their last major chapter in the integrative approach is what he calls what they call the integrative approach, where they use various of these put together. So technically, they will get to a fifth approach, and that's the one that they recommend, actually. So getting a pitch for that approach at the end.
So each of these four approaches in apologetics, though its precursors in earlier periods of church history, emerged as distinct approaches to apologetics grounded in the explicit epistemology in the late 19th and 20th centuries. That's kind of what we view as more the kind of official heyday of apologetics. It's where philosophy came into the mix kind of more formally. You had it studied in the big schools, and those big schools that have taken it over and done different things with it. But the late 19th, earliest 20th century, and then you have to skip a few years because of certain number of world wars. But they talk about how they're going to briefly describe kind of the overview for each of these four, and then they will expand it in later chapters.
Right.